Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lola Matilda with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the city of Moreton Bay has spent more than $1.4 million policing its hopeless population. The city of Moreton Bay has spent more than $1 million cracking down on its homeless population in the past 12 months. It comes after the council outlawed homelessness camping in March. The council will fight a related Supreme Court legal challenge in November.
The West Moreton Public Health Unit has issued a measles alert for communities across the south of Brisbane after a traveller returned from Bali. The patient from Boona, a community just outside of Ipswich, returned from their holiday on Tuesday last week, visiting locations in Yumanto and Boona across last week. West Moreton Public Health Physician Dr. Catherine Quagliotto said that symptoms include fever, cough and a runny nose, which are followed by a distinctive red blotchy rash that can take up to six days for symptoms to appear. Though 93.8% of Australians over five are fully vaccinated, Queensland Health urges those with symptoms to stay home and seek treatment where necessary.
In national news, Boreham-based vet has warned of a new dog provirus on the rise in Western Australia's north, saying more than 12 dogs are being treated each week. Dr. Scott Davis has said the virus basically wipes out the lining of the dog's gut. End quote. It's horrible to treat and it's horrible to see. Symptoms include severe vomiting, diarrhea, and dehydration. Dr. Davis has seen numbers spike every year between June and September, attributing the high numbers to a lack of vaccinations across Broome. Veterinarians say that the provirus is spreading through the containment environments such as parks, pathways, however, it's preventable. Dog owners are being urged to ensure that pets have been fully vaccinated.
The federal government is seeking to increase their power to deport non-citizens to third countries, removing their responsibility to provide people a fair hearing. Proposed on Tuesday, the changes seek to remove three people from the NZYQ to Nauru. According to Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke, these introduced provisions are primarily directed to non-citizens who have exhausted all legitimate avenues to remain in Australia, such as full access to visa application processes, merit reviews and ministerial intervention. David Shoebridge, Greens spokesperson for immigration, has expressed rejection of the proposed amendments, accusing the Albanese government of toxic and far-right immigration policy.
In international news, artwork looted by Nazis 80 years ago spotted in estate agent ad. An Italian master painting stolen by the Nazis from a Jewish art dealer in Amsterdam has been spotted on the website of an estate agent selling a house in Argentina more than 80 years after it was taken. A photo shows portrait of a lady by Gypsy Gesellandi hanging above a sofa inside a property near Buenos Aires, once owned by a senior Nazis official who moved to South America after the Second War. The painting, which features on a database of lost wartime art, was traced when the house was put up for sale by the official's daughter. Dutch newspaper AD reports the art is among hundreds looted from an art dealer, Jacques Gosticker, who helped other Jews escape during the war.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It is currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.